Our next speaker will be Naveen Kumar. He will be talking about oxidative metabolism and greening affected fibrous root orders in citrus.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Naveen Kumar, and I'm an assistant professor of horticulture and extension specialist at University of Maryland Eastern Shore. Before that, I worked for UF for almost 8 years. I worked on basically an oxidative stress under several stresses like high temperature, flooding, chilling, CMNP, citrus canker. And today I will talk about the status of oxidative stress in different citrus root orders. I'm talking about root orders, not simply roots, because fibrous root orders, each and single different type of root, they have different type of physiology, genetics, and even anatomy. We recently published a paper in Hot Science, and we clearly showed, yes, there are anatomical differences in different root orders. Before talking about the oxidative stress, I just want to give a very brief introduction about how this oxidative stress operates in a plant cell. So there are different cell organelles. And let's start with the first one called NADPH oxidase. Is it working? Yeah. NADPH oxidase, this enzyme is basically located in apoplasm and main function is to produce superoxide radicals, the most dangerous radicals. Variant is unstable, half-life is just 1 microsecond, and they just form and they attack on various biomolecules, lipids, DNA, proteins, whatever it is. But there is another first line of defense called superoxide dismutases. Salts, they are located in mitochondria, cytoplasm, and in plastids. And their major function is to convert superoxide radicals into hydrogen peroxide, which is less toxic, but still it's dangerous. If H2O2 exists in higher concentration, it can cause membrane damage, lipid peroxidation. And then there is another series of enzymes which can convert hydrogen peroxide into water molecules. Number one is peroxidase. Important thing about peroxidase is this is a multifunctional enzyme. This enzyme can produce hydrogen peroxide, but it can also degrade hydrogen peroxide into water. So it's difficult to certain its function. It's producing hydrogen peroxide or it's degrading hydrogen peroxide. In addition to that, there are catalases that can again convert hydrogen peroxide into water. Everything is good, but its KM value is pretty high. That means very high hydrogen peroxide concentration is required. Next thing is ascorbate peroxidase and glutathione reductase. These two enzymes work together and they actually fine-tune the concentration of hydrogen peroxide. That means their KM value is very low and they have high affinity for hydrogen peroxide. The another one is lipoxygenase. The main function of lipoxygenase is, of course, it provides substrate for jasmonic acid, which started a cascade of defense-related programming in cells. And these are some of the reactive oxygen species like superoxide radical, hydroxyl radicals, the most dangerous. So far, no enzyme system evolved in any organisms which can scavenge hydroxyl radicals. Okay. Our previous work at UF, so we didn't work only on HLB, we worked on canker, CMNP, heat. And look here, the concentration of hydrogen peroxide varies from micromolar to nanomolar. So one can ask, look, the concentration of hydrogen peroxide is in nanomoles in roots. So that is nothing. But no, if you will compare this concentration of hydrogen peroxide with respect to cadmium and copper stress, this concentration is pretty much higher. That means H2O2 is causing damage to fibrous roots in citrus. Again, our unpublished work, look at the, this is important. We didn't estimate peroxidase only in mature expanded leaves. There is a gradient of development stages. And in some cases, look here, these are the HLB infected advanced stages of leaf, and pod 1 and pod 2, they started appearing. There is no existence of these peroxidases under control condition. Not only this, if you will look at the peroxidase 4, where are you, sir? Look at the intensity of band. So in fact, if we don't have a very high sophisticated PCR machine, just by conducting a native gel assay, we can put, oh, look, concentration of peroxidase is high, band is appearing, we can predict, yes, they are infected with HLB. We range same gels under high temperature condition. Under canker, we didn't observe these pod 1 and pod 2. Same thing is with fluctuation. Look here. Catalase, ascorbate, peroxidase and pod. In most of the published paper, almost there are 25 papers on gene expression. Each and every paper reported there is a down regulation of ascorbate peroxidase. Is that true? Of course that is true, but only for a mature expanded lease. What about these? Look here, there are 7 different stages where activity of apod is very much high. So that means plant is trying to protect, system is trying to protect the cell using higher expression of apod, but after certain stage it collapsed. So let's talk about our current work. So these are the consequences of HLV en route. These are 2 year old plants infected with HLV and almost 80% root loss. And the root stock is swingal. And we divided the fibrous root orders into 4, fourth order, third order, second and first. Lower order means these roots are young. Higher order means roots are mature. So this is the methodology. We use sweet orange Valencia, swingle is the root stock, 2 year old plant. Each and everything is verified by PCR assay. Yes, they are positive for HLV. We conducted 2 independent experiments, 10 replicates each. RCBD is the design, and there's a list of assays we used for this study. Let's talk about hydrogen peroxide. So look here, hydrogen peroxide levels are high in all the root orders, but interestingly it's low in first order root. Again, why a plant is trying to protect the younger roots? Because the major function of these roots is absorption of water and nutrients. These older mature roots, they are comparably more permanent structures. And look here, deficiency of phosphorus and potassium or nutrients, they can induce hydrogen peroxide formation in roots. Comparable situation, we know there is a phosphate deficiency in HLV infected plants. We know there is a reduction in water uptake because H2O2 can interfere with the root hydraulic conductivity. It can also interfere with the functioning of aquaporins. In literature, you can find the references for each and every topic. So lipid peroxidation, the figure again shows, look here, higher level of lipid peroxidation. MDA content actually indicates the level of damage to plasma membrane. Again, level of MDA, they are low in younger roots but higher in higher order roots. Activity of lipoxygenase, so it's comparable and it complements the MDA content also. And we know that lipoxygenase can also promote the growth of lateral roots. Let's talk about superoxide dismutases. So total superoxide dismutase activity is high in all the root orders. That means all the root orders, they are trying to convert superoxide radicals into less toxic hydrogen peroxide. And you can see the half-life of H2O2 is almost 1 millisecond. That means there is enough time for H2O2 to diffuse from one membrane to another or one cell to another. So I just told you superoxide dismutase, there are 3 different kinds. So this one is manganese superoxide dismutase. In almost all the literature in last 13 years, this enzyme is just, there is no expression, there is nothing. I don't know why, but these are enzymes as is, which shows functional protein. So you can see, this is interesting here, manganese superoxide dismutase. Look at the levels are low under control condition and they are more under HLV infected citrus root orders. Similarly, copper zinc oxide, it's located in the cytoplasma, mitochondria, endoplasmic reticulum and in plastids. Again, activity of copper zinc oxide superoxide dismutase is higher than manganese SOD. And here I try to compare it. Look here. Under controlled condition, manganese superoxide dismutase levels are low in comparison to copper zinc superoxide dismutase. But once HLV infected roots, look here, Mn salt levels are almost equal to the levels of copper zinc superoxide dismutase. What does that mean? That means mitochondrial defense is playing an important role. What does that mean? Because cell death, programmed cell death or senescence, it is an active process. It requires energy to kill a cell, and mitochondria are the ones who die last during a senescence program. That means they are trying to protect the cell in relation to copper zinc custody. Ferric custody basically located in plastids and its activity suppressed throughout the citrus root orders. Peroxidase, this is important. As I told you, peroxidase is a multifunctional enzyme. It can produce hydrogen peroxide and it can convert hydrogen peroxide into water. It actually depends upon the reductive stage of a cell. If more reductants are available, yes, it can convert hydroxyl radicals or superoxide radicals formation from hydrogen peroxide. So you can see the levels are very high in all the root orders. And there are so many studies, they concluded, yes, peroxidase expression is very, very high in HLB infected leaves. So I think this is the first study. I don't know about the roots. I didn't see any paper, except there is only one paper on gene expression in roots. Catalase activity. Catalase is located in peroxisomes. And look here. If you will see, catalase activity is more in younger roots. Again, the same thing. System is trying to protect the younger roots. In most of the papers on gene expression, they showed catalase is downregulated or suppressed. Ascorbate peroxidase, this is important. Ascorbate peroxidase fine-tunes the level of hydrogen peroxide, and you can see this is the problem. Level of apoids are very low in younger roots. But levels of GR are very, very high in case of all the root order. What does that mean? That means these two enzymes, they work together. Apod is non-functional. GR is working. What does that mean? That means the net result is zero. This system cannot convert hydrogen peroxide into water. So ascorbate peroxidase glutathione cycle is compromised in citrus root orders to protect them from deleterious effect of hydrogen peroxide. So in summary, there is a differential activity of different enzymes in different citrus root orders. There is a significant participation of manganese superoxide dismutase to protect citrus root orders from the deleterious effect of hydrogen peroxide. And there is a complete failure of ascorbate peroxidase glutathione reductase cycle, which actually removes the minimum amount of hydrogen peroxide from the system. So the question is, can we restore some of these antioxidant defense mechanisms to protect the roots? Of course, my study is still not complete because I sampled at once. The thing is, if we can sample roots at different time interval, starting from 2 months, 4 months, 8 months, how this thing is changed? And the last thing I want to say, don't consider fibrous root mass as a single entity. They are different. Your results may vary. If I will grind the fibrous root mass just by taking 500 milligram together, what does happen? I will not get any of these results. That's it. Thank you very much. Any questions?